This is Lionel James Jr. III, Pipecast 5, Part 2.
He unplugged in. Hello. Pipecast 5.
Is that me?
Who? Yeah, it looks better now. Hey there, babies. Hello, this is Lionel James Jr. III and Lucas Dark Lord. This is part 2 of Pancast 5. And what you heard just in part 1 was a live performance in Sydney in 2005, is it?
That is correct, yes. A live performance in Sydney in 2005 and also the live performance in Westfield, Penrith in 2005 as well.
So Penician or Pernicious Industries has a deal with Westfields?
Oh, certainly. We have certain levels of monetary association and wealth building association and other associations of a executive and important nature. Very exciting and important nature.
Very lucrative too, and also I think that ultimately you guys just end up making a lot of money.
We're not comfortable with the word lucrative.
I apologize.
Well, this is Lionel James Jr. III, and I'm here with Lucas Darklord at Penician's Hall, part of Pernicious Industries, and our Pernicious Sovereign. And this is some more Lucas Darklord, and we'll be back in a bit of a series with Lucas Darklord. Some of this stuff's a bit old and a bit noisy. Some of the stuff, the new stuff's pretty different. But I can tell you, we'll be featuring it here on Paycast over the next year or two, I suppose. So thanks again, Lucas Darklord. Thanks for having us here. Thanks for the tea and coffee and the bickies and yeah.
Podcast 5, Part 1 and 2, Lucas Darklord, the Pernicious Sovereign. And Pernicious Hall, here, with me, Little Jesse Jr. the Third. Thank you.
they all really know. They really know. They go and robbing of the evil churches. They all really know. They're ruling us, people, and they rob all the churches. And so they do.
Lord, I'm spiked it up.
Let's
keep that handy until we get to town and identify them all.
Do we get down?
The same evil churches. Evil churches.
stop what you're doing.
Cast 5, Part 1 and 2, Lucas Darklord, the Pernicious Sovereign. And Pernicious Hall, here, with me, Lionel Jazz Jr. the Third.
I don't know if these are exciting things that I can't use. Well, so.
and so we're taking the program back on the cell for the most of it. I'm probably going to film the...
What that? The jackpot took one
time. Fit there, it's the most...
I'm going to show the weapons for...
On you. Well, there's some good things we can upgrade now. There's left we can now.
Towers.
There we go.
Do you know what
you want to do, right?
Well, they can't
play.
So you can get them out.
Here we are. Hello, hello. And, I think it's coming through now.
And this is part two of Pancast 5. This is Lionel Jones Jr. the third, and I'm presenting something a bit different this time around, and it's Lucas Darklord from Panisian's Hall. But thank you very much for coming in, Lucas, and you've got some more great stuff to share with us right now. Oh, yes. Wonderful, wonderful things to share with you all. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for having us. Oh, my. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for having us. What fun it has been. Lucas Darklord, the pernicious sovereign. And Panisian's Hall, here, with me, Lionel Jones Jr. the Third. Thank you.
I have a very, very special announcement, actually. Eagerly awaited this information, so listen up. The next podcast, Paincast 6, it's been confirmed to finally chase down Mark M., the founder of the Bloody Fist Records in Newcastle, in Australia, and also the destroyer of Bloody Fist, the person who wound it all down. We could talk to him a bit about that and why that happened, and catch up with Mark N. from Bloody Fist about post-Newcastle life, because he's moved out of the area up there, which he seemed permanently welded to at some point, and also get a tasty set of all the new music that Mark N. is currently playing to huge audiences wherever he goes. So I'm really looking forward to Paincast number 6 with Lionel Jones Jr. the 3rd and a very, very special friend and guest of the Pain Free Found Sound Institute. One of the first people to invest money in us and to sort of give us a run with vinyl and distribution and stuff like that. An esteemed artist in his own right, Overcast, Scratch Champion, label owner, founder of Bloody Fist Records, an all-round good guy, Mark N., Mark Newlands, coming in, talking about his new life now, NCL gone, and we're going to look at Noise Exchange and all these other things that he's doing, and of course get a fabulous set of him. So please tune in to the next Paincast for that one. That's enough of a plug, I think. You'd be into plugs, you're into a corporate, you're a corporate fuck. You'd like a plug.
Of course.
You love a good plug.
Yes, you know, I'm a big fan of all this kind of, all this stuff.
Well, like,
yeah, it's fantastic. A promotion, I mean, anything that generates funds, money, is fantastic.
Yeah, but it's okay to generate funds and money, but really it's the capital growth and investment that's what's... After you've collected the, you know, it's great to have a good cash flow, but as you'd know,
we're operating on a different level, I'm afraid. So
post-cash society level.
No, just in the sense of